I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Heather Engel, managing partner at Strategic Cyber Partners, is joining as a Cybercrime Magazine host on WCYB Digital Radio. Steve, what's the deal with this?
You know, we've been so blessed, Paul, having great personalities in our industry, thought leaders who have a good reason to be on our media. So it works for our listeners, it works for us, it works for them, you know, contributing their time. Anybody who follows us knows Teresa Payton, Dr. J, Scott Schober. I don't even have to tell people any more about those people and their backgrounds because we hear them over and over again, and they're fantastic. And those three people, to use examples, they don't work for our company. They're not our employees. They're contributors, and we're grateful for them working alongside our full-time staff and our own people. So Heather is another one of those, and we're really excited to have her coming on the airwaves with us.
So how did you and Heather first interact? I know it was obviously, or at least I imagine it was, cybersecurity related, but what was that first interaction like, and how did we get to her all of a sudden becoming a host, which is amazing?
You know, I remember first learning about her. We were working with a company down in Virginia, and she was the chief strategy officer, a cybersecurity company, and she did a lot of writing, and she did other things for them as well. And I remember reading something that she wrote, and it was just a great piece. And as I often do, I connect with people on LinkedIn, sent her an invitation, she accepted, and you know, that's just the way a lot of relationships start in our industry. And then a little bit of dialogue here and there, and at one point, we were producing our book, Women Know Cyber. Mm-hmm. Got to know a little bit more about Heather because, you know, we had to interview people before deciding who would be in the book. She had a fascinating background. I don't want to get into the whole thing here because it would take too long, but long story short, she was working as a recruiter at one point, placing people in the cybersecurity field. And she said in her own words, wow, you know, these people are making more money than I am. And, you know, yeah. I mean, there was more to it than that. I think she had a genuine desire to do something that would really help people. And she got into the field. So she has a really interesting background. And through that relationship, Heather, you know, had done a little bit of work with us. She actually came here to our offices and we filmed a piece on her and her background. So, you know, slowly but surely, we got to know her and ultimately asked, would she come on as a guest host?
Now, I know we don't have every single guest lined up, but just give us a hint. Who will Heather be interviewing?
You know, she's one of those people where I don't think we have to limit it. So I could see Heather interviewing a Fortune 500 CISO. I could see her interviewing a cybercrime victim. I could see her interviewing the CEO or founder of a cybersecurity startup. She's very versatile. She's now at this point has been in the industry so long. She serves as a board member for the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. So she's very wired into the community in the greater DC area. So she could give us some insights on the market there. So we could expect to hear a lot from her.
Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.